Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Chiefs are 10.5-point favorites in this game. The total's pegged right now at 47.5 points. I've been saying around 34-24 Kansas City is how I view it, which would be a pretty substantial over. I guess more like, you know, 24-14 is the way odds makers are viewing this game based on the betting line. But I think Washington's offense is actually going to operate a little better tonight than people think. I know you don't have Jaden Daniels, and that's a dagger. He's your best player. But they do get Terry McLaurin back. And while he might not be 100% of the player that we've seen over the 6 years before this one, he's going to help them. He's a heck of a lot better. Whatever percentage of Terry McLaurin you got tonight, it's not Chris Moore, you know, and it's not Robbie Anderson, right? Off the street, couple of weeks of knowing your playbook, who led you in catches last week in Dallas. So you add him, you get Deebo Samuel back, who your passing game and your offense goes through. Now you've got an elevated role for Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane over the last few weeks, where those guys get to just get back to being down the depth chart players that are sparingly used. They should be able to throw the football and move the football on this defense, I would think. I know the Chiefs are coming off of a shutout, but for the most part, Washington's offensive line is at full strength and it is healthy. That's not an area of the team that has the cluster injuries that's been pillaged by setbacks. So I think they should be able to come out, get something going in the run game with read option. Mariota's great at it. He's good for a 15 or 20-yard run in every single game he plays in. Get Bill working a little bit between the tackles. And there's no reason to me they can't get Deebo involved on some of those crossers and drags, McLaurin on some of those dig routes in the middle of the field, and really start to matriculate a little bit in ways that they just weren't able to when they were so desperate at receiver the last couple of weeks.
And I think that's the point I wanted to make here, as you led me to it. I think they were so limited. How limited? Extremely limited. At that part of the offense, they were not a threat. And Dallas knew it. And, you know, to a degree, opponents beforehand knew it, especially with a limited Deebo. You go back a couple of weeks against Chicago. That, I hope, with the return of McLaurin and Deebo Samuel, doesn't let teams just stack the box, play man, not be afraid of, you know, of a missed tackle going to the house, Deebo Samuel, or something over the top, double move style, Terry McLaurin and company, et cetera, and so on. So, to me, their return opens up the run game as much as it does options in the pass game. Because, again, the threat of somebody is almost as important, I've talked about this a million times, as the actual execution. Yeah, the most effective plays, the double move, Terry McLaurin, touchdown, 60-yard, 70-yard, whatever. The second most important part is the threat of that. So now, all of a sudden, maybe things open up for Bill or McNichols underneath and the like. But, yeah, you've got to find a way to soften it up. You've got to find a way to convert on third down. Last year, they were automatic, it seemed like, especially when they in got-to-have-it moments when everything was rolling. Has not been the case this year for a million reasons. That's, in fact, their area of weakness that Cliff Kingsbury even addressed. They've not been great on third down this year, which I, you know, expect to get better as the season progresses and some of these guys come back and, you know, Daniels gets healthy and you can use, you know, all of your workable options. But to me, that's got to be good tonight. You've got to keep the ball away from Kansas City some. You got to walk up a high wire here. Like, no, even if you do everything right, you could lose. This is one of those, you got to do everything right. Hope that they're getting the procedure penalty or two, that they make the boneheaded play, that somebody doesn't have ball security when they're reaching and they turn it over. If you play your great game and they play their great game, you're losing.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the way I view it.
That's the problem in the matchup. Again, it's not the offense for me. It is the defense. And how do you slow them down? And the fact that they've gotten going. And now Patrick Mahomes is your front runner for the MVP award because he has lit it up for about a month straight. First couple weeks of the season, if you look back, he struggled throwing the football, and they really didn't have any answers. I mean, Travis Kelce is a watered-down version of the superstar that's going to be in the Hall of Fame in a first ballot. Maybe he's not washed, but he's just a guy at tight end, essentially, with a little bit more acumen and a little bit more ability because of his relationship and his rapport with Mahomes to get open and find some holes in the zone. But he's not a guy that's, you know, you watched Tucker Kraft last night on Sunday Night Football running away from people like he did against Washington on Thursday Night Ball in Green Bay several weeks back. Kelce doesn't have that club in the bag anymore. But Mahomes doesn't just have Kelce, right? He's got this collection of receivers that, to the credit of Andy Reid and, frankly, their front office, they've done a really good job putting together. Rashee Rice, back from suspension last week, was targeted on almost 70%, you know, caught 70% of the throws to him, but he was targeted on almost half of the routes that he ran. It was amazing. He's going to play even more tonight. Hollywood Brown has been helpful to them. Xavier Worthy, a former first-round pick, is a burner. This kid, Tyquan Thornton, that they got in free agency a year ago from San Francisco, can get down the field and get behind people. They've got another possession threat deep down the depth chart, and Juju Smith-Schuster is a good route runner. So it's a really good receiver room. It kind of escalated quickly. They went from having nobody to more weapons than they've had in years. And because of that, Mahomes, who's completing about 67% of his passes, 14 touchdowns, 2 picks on the year. So that's the big problem personnel-wise for Washington, and it's a very simple formula of, do you turn the Chiefs over or not? Do they shoot themselves in the foot or not? Do they have penalties? They've got 2 fill-in offensive linemen going tonight. Are they going to get behind the chains with holding penalties or false starts? Because I think if they play well, there's not really a way that this ends positively for Washington. But maybe, just maybe, Danny, they take you lightly. They've got the matchup of their year coming up next week with the Buffalo Bills. They have ripped off consecutive wins. They're feeling really good about themselves. Everybody in town is kind of crowning them again, just being here the last couple of days,
yep,
that they're back, and we knew we were going to be an AFC championship game for them. Can't wait for the Bills game next week. In fact, literally someone at the radio station today told us when we asked them about the kind of excitement level for the game, they're like, we're all just kind of waiting for the Bills now. If the team feels like that even a little bit, that's the Lloyd Christmas, so you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, so as you look at their upcoming, it's Bills, you know, one of the royalties of the AFC, their rival.
It's,
right?
It's the best rivalry right now in the league, and it's a kind of that annual game everybody looks forward to.
Yeah, and they've had epics with each other, both, you know, there, here, everywhere in between, postseason stuff, etc. Bye week, then the Broncos, who are for real, and they're whom they're chasing in the division, and then the team with the best record of anybody, the Colts. Those are their next 3 weeks after Washington. That's your best chance, is that this is the quintessential trap game. Now, Pat Mahomes has been around. Andy Reid's been around plenty. They're probably aware of this information also. So, you know, if you're a KC fan, you'd hope that you don't take Washington lightly. If you're a Washington fan, that's exactly what you're hoping for, that human nature takes over and you're already looking ahead. It would be different. And we're talking about, again, some of the Kansas City hosts. We went on their midday show, and I thought one of the guys pointed this out. I thought it was really smart. If Kansas City was 6-2, or 5-2, or that way better, that they'd bank some more wins, you might get more likeliness, if that's even a word, of a trap game, of a look ahead. They're desperate. They're chasing. If the playoffs started today, they wouldn't be in it. Everyone in the AFC won yesterday. Everybody did. Everyone held serve pretty much, right? If you played an NFC team, you won. They need this just as much as Washington does, right? If they're 4-4 through 8 games with the upcoming schedule that you just mentioned, all of a sudden, all that was guaranteed to them may not be anymore. Now, they're still good. They could rip off 10 straight because they're the Chiefs. But even still, it's not as if they've banked a bunch of things and aren't, you know, trying to climb back into it after a rough start.
Grant and Danny with you on the Fan, out and about from our studios. We are in Kansas City for the game tonight on Monday Night Football to kick off the gauntlet for Washington, as we've dubbed it over these next 3 weeks. Couple of primetime games to get it all started, including Monday Night Football on the road at Arrowhead Stadium tonight, and then at home, Sunday Night Football next week against the Seattle Seahawks before the Detroit Lions are in town to round out the three-game gauntlet. A 4:25 East Time kickoff on November 9th to wrap up the most competitive, most difficult, and arduous portion of this schedule. And it's coming for the Commanders at the worst possible time. Losers of back-to-back games, and losers now of 3 of 4 and 4 of 5, and while absolutely ravaged by injuries. Tonight, by the way, your boys are going to be out and about in the elements at Arrowhead. I don't know if I've ever gone to a game as a fan at home. In fact, I know, as I think about it, that at FedEx Field, now Northwest Stadium, I never have. Press Box Paulson wouldn't do that. You know that about me.
Mm.
But because the law firm Kondori & Murat takes these road trips and likes their guys to tag along, and because they're kind enough to send us on the road, we do this now annual tradition, essentially, where last year in Cincinnati, for a surprising, epic victory, the boys sat in the crowd and watched a win. We went to Philadelphia as well for Washington the Eagles, a game that's very close until the fourth quarter. We didn't consider
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
That though, one of the Grant and Danny travel games.
No, that was a business trip, not a road trip.
We took a train the day of and came right back.
Hope everyone understands the distinction. It's pretty clear.
Very clear. So we're 1-0 on our show trips on the road. We're trying to get to 2-0 tonight, and we'll be in Minneapolis in December for a Vikings matchup at one of the best stadiums in the National Football League a little bit later in the year. But Danny, we're going to be out and about. It's going to be cold. I'm looking at the temperature here. Game time expected around 50 degrees or so. Are you layering up? Are you adding anything to the hoodie? What's your plan for tonight?
Yeah, so I've got my Washington hoodie on. I would never buy anything with the stupid C word on, and they should change the name immediately. I also have a bit of a rain jacket, which is a nice little buffer. It's a little shell. It's the Shell station. It's probably not going to be enough. I'm probably going to be cold. I couldn't quite figure out the right recipe. But stadium cold is a thing. No matter what temperature you are outside of the stadium, you're going to be whatever that is to a further extreme by 10 to 14 degrees. Everybody knows that. If it's cold, you're colder. If it's hot, you're somehow hotter. So I anticipate a cold, damp evening, but I'll have my little rain shell on over top.
Supposed to be dry, though. Best I can tell, no rain tonight. Maybe we could check in with show meteorologist Ryan Clary at some point. Although, do his powers extend to Kansas City, or is he only a local meteorologist?
That's a great question.
We'll have to maybe
I just don't know the answer to
get
that.
A feel
but
for
his
that.
Corporate tentacles are everywhere.
That's a good point.
You know, just in general?
Yeah, I saw his picture on the wall here at Odyssey headquarters in Kansas City. I was surprised by that.
Thank you to our overlord is what it said underneath.
That was very odd.
Very strange.
But it's supposed to be dry with the 50-degree game time temperatures. Now, Darius says he's going to go hat. I think he's going like beanie. No gloves. I don't have a hat or gloves because I never prepare for weather in any way. You're the only grown-up I've ever seen, Danny, who wears earmuffs that like go from behind your head, basically horizontally wrapping around your ears without going on top of your head. I've never seen a grown-up do that, only like kids in 1940s films. Did you bring those with you to Kansas City?
No, I did not.
Oh, that's tough. So are you going to cover your ears tonight?
When you mean when it's too loud or if it's too cold?
Like, do you have gloves or hat?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you're it's just core warmth for you.
That's the idea, yeah. I didn't think it was chilly enough to warrant.
Do you think I'm overdoing it? I'm a little worried about that. What, like 49 degrees tonight? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I think it's going to be uncomfortable, but okay. I think that's what going to a game is. You're signing up for discomfort. Like what? Like if somebody spills an ounce of liquid, it ruins the evening. And it's you're at a football game. It's going to happen. There's going to be a bunch of scoring of points by the opponent, and people are going to jump up and down and be excited.
Yeah,
things might get spilled on us. There'll be a Midwestern apologies because everyone's nice. But
people are so nice.
Everyone's all friendly.
There is zero concerns about that. Now, watch, this will be the time we end up on YouTube in a fight or something. But I remember when we went to the Eagles game, all we thought about was how everyone was going to be cursing us and yelling at us, and it was going to be terrible. Now we're in Kansas City, where people just can't be nicer. Every Chiefs fan yesterday was coming up to all the people wearing the burgundy and gold at the bar. Oh, are you enjoying your stay? What barbecue have you gotten so far?
That's their first question.
Where are you sitting tomorrow? You know, so in their accents, like everybody's been so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume tonight at the stadium is going to be very, very similar. But I'm jacked up for Arrowhead. I've said this a few times on the show. I've been to all but, I think it's four or five NFL stadiums, this being one of them, because it's a once every 8 years thing. Most fans that we interacted with this weekend here in KC, and there have been tons of Commanders fans. I cannot believe how many fans made the trip. But almost all of them have said something along the lines of, haven't been to Arrowhead, have always wanted to come here, had to check it off the bucket list. And so I think that you're going to see thousands of Commanders fans tonight. Might be hard to tell on TV because the colors are similar enough, but I don't know. What about you? Like, we do these field trip Fridays every week at bars where a bunch of people will come out and they'll drive 10 minutes to come see us. We had almost that many people coming up to us unannounced. Like, we didn't say where we were. We were just sitting at a sports bar in downtown Kansas City yesterday. And if we had, I don't know, one or 10 listeners, like probably 15, 20 people throughout the day were just coming over and saying hello.
If people were, wait, you guys are here too? Like that kind of thing. And it's just one of the sports bars, like where people could go to watch games. Yeah, I think
a little bit of a takeover happening here.
Yeah.
Is there a Hard Rock Cafe we could post up at?
I mean, no one knows right now. I do think you're going to see plenty of Washington support at the game tomorrow. I don't know what percentage. I mean, it's not quite a Philadelphia take the train down to Washington and ruin everyone's experience type takeover, but I think you'll see a few thousand folks at minimum.
If yesterday was any indication, I think there's going to be a ton. And this happens for certain trips. Like the New Orleans trip is always that way. Some of it's geographical. Charlotte with the Panthers, Atlanta with the Falcons, because those people live there.
And there are also pockets of Washington fans that, you know, because those other teams are new, not Atlanta, but I've mentioned this guy before a million times. I have a buddy who grew up in South Carolina. The closest team was Washington. He grew up a huge Washington fan. Never went to a game because it was that far away, but he's like, I don't care about Atlanta. Like, that was sort of the deal. The team of the Southeast used to be Washington, but now, of course, Carolina's there.
I just think this was the marquee trip of the year for fans. When the schedule comes out, if you're like my group of friends and you do the let's take one road trip this season to a road game, I think the number one pick in that draft was probably the Chiefs. And my guess is it would have been an even more populated, you know, flight down here, and even more people would be here if it was Sunday, because it's a little bit harder to miss a work day Monday, fly back Tuesday, miss a second work day, whatever. But it doesn't seem like that bothered too many people, I'll say that. We had a good meal Saturday night. Burn ends at Jack Stack were fantastic. I gave that a 28 scouting scale. I gave the dinner itself a 70. My favorite things that I ate were the Brussels sprouts, which were amazing, with burn ends in Brussels sprouts. If you've never tried that, you should. And I actually thought that the beef burn ends, didn't try the pork burn ends, and the ribs were both 65s. But overall, I thought the experience was a 70 on Friday night.
I had a great, grand old time with some pals. That was really, really fun. I agree with you on the burn ends. That was it. That was one of those, when you go, there was a table, I think it was it six or seven of us? Six, seven of us, I think were there. And the local was like, you have to get the burn ends. And literally every person at the table ordered the burn ends. Those were fantastic. That was really good. Pork spare ribs, very strong for me, probably 60 or 65. I liked the souse that I got. I got to tell you, the beans, which of course you sleep on and don't understand.
Yeah, I would never eat those.
Right. Again, that's just one of your things where you just don't have a good case. Phenomenal. Among the best bean situations I've ever had. They had burn ends in the beans. They're in the computer.
Oh,
those are fantastic.
Those were burn end beans?
Yeah. Those were fantastic.
See, that's what they did to give a little bit of pizzazz to the Brussels sprouts.
A little zest.
Well.
Yeah,
is
a little
that
zest.
Their move, you think? They just, anything that's not as good, they just throw burn ends in and now it gets better?
I think that's the play. And by the way, I'm here for it.
It's a great strategy.
That's what I would do. Right?
And it's what you're known for.
Right. It's like, listen, we've got these burn ends. You could just have them, which I did, and they're delicious. We've also got these other dishes that are pretty good. What about mac and cheese with burn ends? Yes. What about Brussels sprouts with burn ends? Sure. What about beans with burn ends? Yes to that also. Fantastical.
Another thing we did, we defended the honor of the fans back home. We went on the midday show here. My buddy Alex Gold and his co-host, Cody, were on the air about two studios over from us and had us walk over today and go on for a few minutes. And I know Alex pretty well because I've done this national show with him for the last couple of years on the BetMGM network. So he's been out with us. We had dinner. We were out at the sports bar, and he's been kicking it with us. But they had us in, and they were talking about tonight being at Arrowhead Stadium. And we took it upon ourselves to make sure that we defended the honor of our fan base.
Indeed.
And told them how hypocritical and ridiculous the Tomahawk Chop's going to be. I did make it clear, though, I don't also want the Chiefs canceled. I just want our thing back for the most part. But I did let them know, like, this is not about me trying to get everybody else canceled. Just because I can't go to the dance doesn't mean nobody should be able to.
I'm in the pit. I don't want everyone else in the pit with me. I want to get out of the pit.
Yeah, I just want to be where you guys are.
Yeah.
I had to take my ball and go home. Why are you still playing basketball? So we gave them a little guff for that. They pushed back, as you'd expect them to.
Of course, yeah.
But here's what's going to happen. You're going to turn on your TVs tonight at about 8:13 or so, local time back home. Right as Joe Buck and Troy Aikman in some aerial shot are like telling you that the game is about to kick off, you're going to see 70,000 people going, oh, and everyone's going to act like that's fine as the Commanders take the field. The Washington Commanders.
You'll be able to see it, right? The
juxtaposition is going to be right there for you.
The visual juxtaposition will be right there evident. And it's just a reminder. It's like just... like somebody spit right on their hand, then wound up right in front of you, and it's one of those slap contests that should be banned immediately because we're supposed to be better than this as a society, but everybody watches now and gives them views, so they keep doing it.
There's no way they get numbers. Are people watching that?
Oh, people get such huge numbers.
God, that like, is the dumbest thing on television.
Watch your face swell up because it breaks right here. Slow motion. No, I don't want
to
watch that.
Anyway. There's not much I'd say no to as a broadcaster wanting to do play-by-play and like expand my portfolio. If they called me and were like, hey, we got a pretty good lucrative deal for you to do play-by-play for this thing, I think that's one of the only things I would say no to.
It is the Pro Slap League. Welcome, everybody, into the Pro Slap League. This is the Tucson Open, sponsored by Frito-Lay. Get out.
It's so stupid.
Well, that's what it is.
Watch this person get brain damage.
Yeah, it's a visual slap is what's about to happen to you guys tonight. You'll turn on the TV. The aerial shot will be awesome. I think it's Eric Fisher, former Chiefs lineman, is going to hit the giant drum. So as the drum's going, oh, I can't believe it.
Everybody admit the hypocrisy.
Yeah, I lost the beat because I'm not musical. Yeah. But I'm irritated about it. I'm pretty annoyed about it. And I also feel like when the place is going electric and it's going to be huge and it's like big, massive fun for right. The locals, I'm going to have that wave that washes over us for road games where I'm going to turn to you guys and say, we're about to get mud stomped.
In fairness, even when they're not about to get mud stomped, you feel that way.
I feel that. In Cincinnati, it was electric.
Every road game starts with the other stadium feeling like a place you could never possibly get a first down.
So I didn't feel like that in New Orleans, in fairness. I thought we were going to have our way
true.
New Orleans, and we didn't. And it was 2019, and they got lucky that Juwan Johnson dropped the 2-1 conversion.
Let me be clear. A good atmosphere is where the team is good.
Yeah.
It always feels at kickoff when you're watching your team on the road as if they have no chance.
In Cincinnati, they did this like everyone gets quiet. The laser light show, like seven legends that like can barely walk because of all they gave to the Cincinnati Bengals are trotting out to midfield. And it's like, I bled for this, Houday. And the whole way, like everyone's yelling at me. Like, I don't know. I didn't mean to. I'm so sorry. Right. I know you need a win.
Immediately, two plays later, Mikey Sanders still, I think, got beat by Jamar Chase for a 46-yard
Chase
touchdown.
Chase's single coverage, and I go, touchdown, Jamar Chase. And Darius goes, what? And the ball's already in the air. Touchdown. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is stupid.
But then what happened?
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels happened.
Remember that.
So tonight it's going to have to be Marcus Mariota happened. Let's go get him, team.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.